This is Senator Al Simpson. Lowering of the capital gains tax will help the working men and women of America far more than giving to the rich another tax break. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you always beat your chest about helping out the working man and woman, but when will your rhetoric catch up with reality? You go goofy about a cut in the capital gains rate and call it a tax break for the rich. But you also know full well that cutting the capital gains tax will do great things for economic stability and the job security of every American. At a time when the economy is slowing a bit, the country needs a good charge of fresh capital to fuel new growth. And while you play Robin Hood in the forest, you're letting the fire in the old cottage stove go out, Ted. And if the cowardly economic policies of a Democrat-controlled Congress allow the economy to stall, the very men and women you always claim to champion will be out of work, out of luck, and looking for jobs that don't exist.
Al, the economy may be sick, but it takes a wonderfully Republican mind to think the cure is a capital gains tax cut for the rich. That's trickle-down economics at its worst. Help the rich and hope the benefits trickle down to everyone else. Hogwash, Al. Trickle-down economics didn't save Herbert Hoover, and it won't save George Bush. You can't bail out the economy by bailing out the rich. Under the Bush proposal for a capital gains tax cut, 83% of the benefits go to taxpayers earning over $100,000 a year. 66% go to taxpayers earning over $200,000 a year. Their average tax cut would be $15,000, Al. It's no free lunch either. It costs the Treasury a bundle, over $11 billion in the next 5 years. With the deficits we already have, Al, you want to pile up even more? No way. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Circle of Poison, dangerous pesticide residues on imported food. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.